Welcome to Lunch with Jer. Before we heated up the mics, as they say in the industry, we got into a great discussion that is not on tape anywhere.
Yeah.
Do we have to like start again from the beginning?
No.
Anyway, we are, first of all, at Bar Taco, not at Fire on the Mountain. We're enjoying, because it's taco time for Sam.
Taco Thursday.
You've been having tacos for like a month and a half.
Yeah. Bar Taco is our side piece on this podcast. Yep. Not our mate squeeze, but we love her all the same.
It's so much hotter than Fire on the Mountain.
Yeah. In some ways, we like her even more.
Like, we try not to sit by the window so nobody sees us with the tacos.
True.
Yeah. Like,
and yet we're always by the window.
Yeah.
And when we came in, there was someone in the seat where we normally sit.
Our seat.
And I felt like a little like protective of it. Like, what are those guys doing? Meanwhile, they have no idea and no one knew we were coming.
No.
Very but busy.
This is the busiest I've ever seen it here.
Yeah.
It's great for them.
Summertime. Happy summer, gentlemen.
The windows are open. It feels good.
Yeah. I apologize if my voice is a little raspy today, but I was busy cheering for the Knicks last night.
Why?
I want to get your take on this.
Why?
So I took my kid. First of all, we're Nuggets fans. I took my
Most of us are.
I took my kids to New York City a couple months ago.
Some of us.
The Knicks game. It was on St. Patrick's Day, so they handed out free T-shirts in the Knicks. So we went to the game. We had a great time, and the Knicks won. So we left there going, fucking Knicks. We like the Knicks.
Yep.
So now that they're in the finals, we have Knicks gear that was given to us for free.
Okay.
Just like the Swanson way, which is take a free T-shirt, keep it forever.
Yep.
And so we're cheering for the Knicks, and like we're into the Knicks. Now, Charity, in her infinite wisdom, walks by and goes, why are you guys cheering for the Knicks? You're a Nuggets fan. I'm like, well, because the Nuggets aren't playing.
You got to cheer for someone.
Yeah. So we're cheering. Yeah. And it was like, that's dumb. Yeah. Your take.
My first take was, girls don't know. They don't know about this. So I told him, my boys are cheering for the Spurs, but we don't have any ill will towards the Knicks. I think they like Wemby. And we all were cheering against Oklahoma City, so that's why we're cheering.
True. It was nice to see the Spurs take down Oklahoma City.
Yes.
I feel like, is that what it usually
is? Yes, you just, your microphone is too far away.
I was trying to remember if it was too far away or too close usually. We'll hope this works.
Okay.
I feel like if you're a fan of a Western Conference team, often you side with the Western Conference team.
Sure.
Or
you hate all the other Western Conference teams.
Happened too.
And you cheer against it.
Because OKC, we would not be cheering. Nobody likes that.
No.
I have nothing against the Knicks, the team. I actually really like the team.
Yep.
Cheering for Karl Anthony Towns. Love him.
Okay.
Former Timberwolf.
However, I am cheering for the Spurs overall because here's how big a dick I am. I just don't want to see people in New York happy.
There you go. I told Derek I was cheering last night more for the Knicks to come back, take the lead, and lose on a buzzer beater for the worst loss of all time.
And they should have had De'Aaron Fox not fucked it.
Yes.
Not to go into X's and O's.
Yes. Oh, we can talk about that because I said that exact same thing to Jeremy, which is he made a boneheaded, stupid play. Let's talk about the 29 points that they gave up.
Yes.
Like, that was a bad play, but they pissed
that
entire game away.
Yep. Hey, Wemby, launch another three.
Yeah.
It's going great.
With no time off the clock.
Or just dunk the ball, game. Fox.
I just seeing fucking Jerry Seinfeld and whoever else.
Swifties.
The actor and I'm like, they don't need this.
Yeah, right.
I don't need that. That's how I'm from the small town Midwest. We always have that loathing
against
the people who have everything
because
they look down on us, rightfully so.
Right. But they didn't leave, which I thought was great. But also, I wonder if there's a stipulation like, hey, we're going to give you these courtside seats.
You can't leave.
You cannot leave. No matter how. I mean, Jerry Seinfeld was still there at the end of the game.
Are they being given these seats?
I heard from Ben Stiller. They talked to Ben Stiller like, hey, man, how long have you had season tickets? He's like, I don't have season tickets. They just give me these tickets.
Wow. See, that makes me hate them even more. But what about this team?
There are guys like Spike Lee. He pays for his season tickets for years.
I'm glad Spike Lee's happy.
Yeah.
Because I respect that.
Yeah.
But Jack Nicholson.
And I know they're all Knicks fans, but they're not there every game.
I think that's my problem.
Okay.
They're kind of fans.
Right.
Okay. Oh, they're all showing up now.
Yeah. Or like, you know,
I've seen Seinfeld there. I've seen Sandberg there. I've never seen Larry David there before.
No, but you got to.
Tracy Morgan's puked on the court before. I've seen him before. I've never seen Taylor Swift there before.
Like Mariska Hargitay apparently is the greatest Knicks fan of all time, where she's like makes out with Jalen Brunson before the game. I've never heard of this.
Who is this person?
The woman from Law and Order SVU.
Yeah.
Oh, how would I know that?
But I didn't know that. Like that, all of a sudden, they make a huge deal out of how
she saw her hugging Kat
Yeah.
On the court after the game while he's trying to do an interview. I'm like, why are they even allowed on the court?
Like OG, whatever the hell his last name is. Great OG.
I love that guy.
Yeah. He's like a cooler Draymond Green. He's like a better Draymond Green. He's Draymond without the nonsense.
You know, he's making $39 million a year.
What?
Yeah.
He is?
Why?
Damn.
Look for him.
To win that game. To win that game last. Uh-huh. That's why he's making that money.
That was,
like,
I mean,
even in the post-game wrap-up, like Charles and Shaq and all those guys there, Mariska Hargitay comes behind him and she's like holding hands with Chuck and the hug. Like, yeah, she's part of the community.
I've never heard of this.
You're the least famous person here.
Never heard of her, right?
I mean, I know who she is, but I actually used to have a crush on her like 10 years ago.
What?
Because Law and Order
just comes out. She's hot.
Have you ever watched Law and Order?
No.
Yeah. Me neither.
You know, she, network TV drama.
Yeah. Have you ever? Do you even know who she
is?
Yeah,
but I've never watched the.
She's somebody.
I never watched any one of those. Isn't there multiple Law and Order?
Oh, yeah. I did watch a little bit of the original with Sam.
Waterston.
And the hot Jason Sehorn's wife.
Huh? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. What is her name?
Yeah.
What is her name? We should know this.
Angie Harmon.
Angie Harmon.
Angie Harmon.
Wow.
Damn, that was really well
nice
done.
Paul
didn't get anywhere.
I just need to. Yeah. Think about it for a second.
Angie Harmon, when's the last time you thought about her?
Now the rest of the day. This has already started off to be a great day. So do you guys approve? Okay, first of all, when it was a Spurs Thunder, my boys and I had friends over, watched game 7. We were all cheering for the Spurs. We had a great time.
Yeah.
Cheering for a team and then that team winning makes the experience so much better.
Oh, yeah.
So now we've pivoted to the Knicks because we have 1% attachment to the Knicks.
Yeah.
Do you approve or disapprove of this?
Yeah, that's
new fandom.
Doesn't bother me.
No, you're allowed to do it. It is, even though the Knicks haven't won a championship in what, 45 years?
50 years.
50 years. It smacks a little of front runner to me anytime you go towards a coastal elite team like that. But this is just
elite.
Me putting my own thing on it. I'll allow it.
Wow. That was rough.
Yeah, like if you guys go out and go, we're going to buy Knicks championship apparel now. Like you didn't even buy those shirts in the first place.
Yeah.
So I'm.
If Knicks championship apparel is given to you, then that's acceptable.
But even then, like, I wouldn't wear a Knicks shirt today. I would only wear the Knicks shirt in the privacy of my own home for that game. I'm actually not even a Knicks fan, but I am cheering for the Knicks.
Yes.
And having a team to pull for makes the series more fun.
Especially in a game like last night with your young sons who are really into it.
The greatest comeback of all time.
High five and cheering and kids are like, it was a really fun experience.
That's great.
I thought. So
I imagine that's nice. Yeah, I've never seen a team I root for win anything, so I wouldn't know.
Your biggest win was against me this year, by which you got a free steak.
That was a huge win, personally. Yeah.
You guys didn't go do steaks again, right? We're reposting previous.
We're reposting
that stuff.
Okay. That's all it is.
Are we short on content right now?
Like we have this trove of old content.
Okay. And a new platform.
Oh, us doing. No. That I don't need to talk. It's boring, but no, something randomly happened. It wasn't a repost. It was just showed up.
Okay, we made quick work of those tacos.
Housed.
I mean, the pork belly taco is my favorite one here.
It's the best one, I think. It's
so good.
Yep.
Jared.
It's pretty good.
They're so small, though.
Yeah, they are
small. I don't even really feel full.
You know, I feel like what we should do is when we talked about these tacos and had them, we should, like, rate them and put, like, together, like, a, I don't know, maybe, like, an online, like, post of, like, taco reviews,
like best taco spots.
Yeah, best taco spots in Denver. Like,
can I interest you in an overly long YouTube video? I got one coming up.
I don't know if it'll work.
Hey, speaking of overly long YouTube videos, I've been watching this online TV show on YouTube called The Dispatch. You guys familiar with it?
Sounds political.
I think they've got like 6 episodes. I've watched like 4 of them.
Well, how come you haven't watched all 6?
I don't know. They're political.
It's not
good. They're political. They're finding their
you're a strap.
They're finding their voice. Yeah. That's what they're doing.
Yeah.
But I would recommend if you know anybody, if you got time to kill, I would watch these episodes.
All right, we'll look into it.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's only like, what, 30 minutes, 25, 30 minutes?
About. Yeah, yeah. I mean,
it's doable.
They should be 22 minutes, so then you can syndicate them later with 8 minutes of commercials on a 30-minute TV show.
Yeah.
But I don't think those guys thought ahead.
You're right. We should be optimizing for broadcast television.
Linear. Linear is where the money is at. Can I make a slight pivot back to the Knicks game? Although, because somebody brought up Jerry Seinfeld.
Yeah.
And I had an interaction with a 20-something-year-old the other day who's like, oh, Seinfeld, he's funny, but man, is he repulsive. He's a horrible human being.
Is he really?
And I said, what?
Right.
Yeah, yeah, Jerry Seinfeld is a horrible person. And so I looked up on the internet, like, why are people mad at Jerry Seinfeld? And what I found was basically nothing. But I was curious, do you guys have an opinion on Jerry Seinfeld?
Well, I know he was dating like a 17-year-old and they ended up marrying her.
That is true.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah, yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah.
No,
he's not still 17.
He seems true. Like
good point.
An extremely self-centered jerk who's also brilliant. And I don't think you can do that sort of stuff.
We're like, give me the sense. I don't get that sense. Where do you kind of pick up on that?
There's like quotes from his wife that are like, yeah, no, 20 years in, Jerry's been finally a pretty good spouse or whatever it is. And that's his current wife. Yeah, I don't know. I've just seen interviews where he just seems arrogant, but I don't like that. I think you need that to do that thing.
To be successful, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But so I don't know. I'm like, honestly, for me, anytime a guy becomes a car guy, like to that extreme, I just go, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, you like cars. Oh, you have 300 of them?
Yeah.
Okay, you can do that if you want.
Yeah.
That's
stupid.
Yeah.
To be successful on something like that, you have to be arrogant, self-centered, and like about yourself.
Yeah.
And so those guys that I watch The Dispatch, I feel like they're not self-centered enough to make the show really take off.
That might be it.
Which one comes first? Like, do you have to kind of be a prick? Therefore, you will become successful.
The other way is not working for those guys. So I would recommend them become pricks because being nice guys.
What if viewership numbers would disagree?
Well, giant bag of money were to fall on this theoretical show, would follow.
Interesting point because I think you need to have a point of view. That's what makes something interesting.
Yes.
It comes from a point of view.
Right.
And I think the Jerry Seinfeld conversation is a version of that. The best way I heard it ever put was somebody was talking about doing radio, but I think it goes to anything on camera or really any creative medium. Have a take and don't suck.
Right.
So don't suck is kind of sort of self-explanatory. You don't have to be great, but you just have to don't be a disaster.
Yeah.
Right. And then have a take. So many things. The reality of the world is I could go this way or that way on them.
Right.
That's not interesting.
No.
You should feel an inkling. And then whether it's the total truth or not, just lean into it.
Just stay with it. Yeah. Yeah. Yep. I agree.
The be interesting part is also important because when I listen to like sports radio and someone calls in and they have a take, but their delivery sucks or they're not good. It's not interesting to me. So what they say is so much less important than how good they are at conveying that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's why when they take calls, I usually turn off the Dan Patrick Show because usually the callers are terrible. There's a couple of them that are fantastic.
Right.
But normally, like, the delivery is important regardless of what your message is, I think.
But also to your don't suck, like talking about the YouTube videos and stuff, how many videos have we not watched or skipped over because they just suck quality-wise? And they might have a great point of view and a great thought process. But if they suck when you first start, then you're not going to follow through and listen to the rest of it. Like that doesn't happen on our podcast because our podcast.
No one would ever. Yeah. It's really interesting because then the question becomes what is not sucking?
Yes.
And traditionally a polished, well-produced product would be that.
I think
to some degree it still is, but with YouTube versus traditional TV, it's given people the ability to do something way less polished.
Yeah.
And sometimes that connects with people more.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. On our last video, I kind of tried to do that. Basically, we made this video and I was like, ooh, what if I just make it more like a YouTube video than a show?
Or your food reviews. You purposely did that same thing. Yeah.
Exactly. That is a YouTube video and that worked well.
Yep.
With the show, essentially the reaction, which was correct, is that's not what we're doing.
Yeah.
We're making something different.
Yes.
That's what makes it what it is.
Right. So, and watchable.
That's what that's where I ended up with it.
Well, my youngest boy is really into YouTube. So he actually has some pretty good intel on it. He's done some research on it. But he talks about someone like Mr. Beast, who's clearly the most popular guy. And my youngest is like, his videos suck. They're for little kids. They're high contrast, loud, people just yelling.
Yep.
And it gets people's attention because, but if you watch them, they're actually terrible.
Yes.
He's not even interesting. He doesn't do anything, but he appeals to people.
Yes.
Normally young kids. Yep. And so he's popular. And that's it. And like, but so it's, he uses young people's slang. I don't know what he said, but he's like, they're super mid, but he didn't say mid. He said something else.
Yeah.
I should have wrote it down.
Was it twin?
We are mid.
I hear a lot of, that's fire twin.
But
which means like fam or something like that. Yes.
That's the YouTube version of, a content for the masses.
Yeah.
That's Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Right? Where's is it bad? Not really. Kind of catchy.
Yeah.
Is it good? No.
Right.
But
it can't be good for that many people like it.
But would it, I always thought if I was some kind of artist, I would want to write songs that I think people will want to listen to. Like, I would write a song that every stadium in the country would play for a football game. I would write a song if I knew how to write a song, because that would be awesome. But then you're selling out. So? Like, you're not making music for you. So? Like, do whatever the fuck you want.
Right.
I think the weird reality of it is if you try to do that, you actually end up making it for no one. The only way to make something that a lot of people like is make something for one person, which is usually you.
Yeah.
Can't prove this. Might be wrong. But that is
most likely.
And then it eventually is other people that have that same connection to it that you made it for.
Yeah.
And then if you're someone that appeals to the masses like that, what you like just isn't that great. So everybody else is like, yeah, us too.
Yeah. And there is a reverse thing too with like Taylor Swift. When you get too popular, people start to not like you just because you're popular. So it's
totally true.
How good or bad the thing is, now it's just too popular. Absolutely. So I want it.
Right.
But wait. Which is
a percentage.
Yeah. But you're also rich.
There's also other people who do like you just because you're popular.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's people who have no idea what they like, so they watch a Mr. Beast or listen to a Taylor Swift, because how else are they going to find something?
Yes. Yeah. No, the one thing I've found especially with music, the lack of what I find new music that I used to, because I used to watch MTV. And that would really be fine where I'd find new music. It's hard for me to go find new music these days.
How do you find it now?
It's hard. I don't know.
Yeah.
Stumble across it.
So do you just end up recycling the stuff you've listened to for?
Yeah. Yeah. But is that because I'm 51 years old, or is that because there's no place to,
it's not that.
Right.
Right.
But also your brain formed when you were 17, whatever you liked.
17 to 20.
That's what you like now.
Sure.
How about when I hear like a riff or something on TikTok or Instagram?
Yeah.
And I hear a little piece, I go, oh, I like that. What is that? Then I go research the full tune, and I start falling in love with that.
So is that where we're finding music?
That's where a lot of people find it today.
Yeah.
If I find new stuff, it's usually through Spotify. There's a DJ function that's obnoxious and not that good.
Yeah.
But once in a while, something will come through where I'm like, fuck yeah. And then I'll look into it.
Yep.
Yeah. And then about half the time, you're like, oh, they just had that one song. The rest of it's not good. Then the other half, it's like, oh, this is actually good.
But you give a band a chance because, so like, you know that band Slipknot?
Yeah.
There was a very popular Instagram, whatever, where the intro to their song plays. I'm like, that's fucking sweet. So I started down the rabbit hole with Slipknot. Turns out I really like a lot of their music.
Really?
But that's not new. I mean, that song is probably 15 years old.
But that's great. You could rediscover something that you may have missed the first time.
Or at least given them a chance.
Yeah.
Yeah, like Psychosocial is a really good song and Duality is a really good song. But those aren't new songs, but it's new to me.
Yeah.
But I only looked it up because I was an image that I associate with it.
Yeah.
Here's a terrible example. In the movie Terminator 2, you know, when he goes in the bar right at the beginning of the movie and he gets the, I want your clothes, your boots, and your motorcycle.
Yep.
That song.
Yeah.
There's a song playing in that bar by, it's Guitars and Cadillacs by Dwight Yoakam. You know that song?
Oh, yeah.
Probably, but
and I
don't know.
Oh, I like that song. So I heard the song later. I associate it with that scene in the movie. I listened to the whole song. Turns out I really like it. I don't like Dwight Yoakam.
Right.
I could give a shit about country music, but I like that song because of that thing.
Right.
Which is the MTV syndrome.
Okay. Yeah, I agree. I think...
you just toss a couple 20s and you're out of here?
All right, good
Sam
luck.
Agrees Go too. Sell something.
I think Sam agrees with that too. Now that Sam's no longer here, we can talk about what we really want to talk about.
What do you think about his clothing?
You know, I wanted to say something to him, and I feel like we're good enough friends. We could talk to him about his clothing, but like cut-off jean shorts. I know it's hot outside, but like to wear cut-off jean shorts... I don't know if it was the right call today, but...
I don't have so much of a problem with the jean shorts. It's just the length and the tightness.
Yeah.
If they were like jorts,
that
would be okay. But when they're that close,
where
you can see like the top of his thigh hair coming out, that seems like...
They were so short, like, you know how the pockets come out underneath it and you can see his wallet and stuff, but like, I mean, I feel like it was a choice, but I don't know.
Do you think he wanted us to see that? Or he's just living his life?
Just living his life. He's just, he doesn't care.
The crop top is a Sam staple. Like, he's usually in a crop top.
That one I have no problem with.
But I expected that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the cutoff jean shorts, a little too short. You're right. It's probably.
I noticed that when he walked away, he actually backed away so he couldn't see his lower back.
Yeah.
I think he got a tattoo.
He was kind of messing with it during lunch, but.
Yeah. You know how, like, when it's new, you have to, like, keep it lubricated?
Yeah. Yeah.
I think that's what's going on.
Probably. Yeah.
I mean, I didn't see it, so I don't know that that's true.
I know he's mentioned it in the past that he wasn't against men having lower back tattoos.
Yeah.
So that's a pretty good. I just didn't understand why he was fidgeting in the seat.
Well, hard for me.
I thought it was because the shorts were too tight.
Oh, that might be it.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, he does have a huge penis. And so, like, if you have that kind of denim, constricting it.
For sure. And, you know, like maybe the balls were on the left side and dong was on the right side. Like,
if that gets separated, you know, in jeans, I have that seam that runs right up there.
Yeah.
It is. Yeah. It is unmanageable.
Yeah. He did leave $40 here for four tacos.
Yeah.
Sounds about right. But I meant to bring this up last time. And now that he's not here, it doesn't get to be part of the discussion. So fallen into the online discussion about tipping. And you go to a restaurant and I order a salad and you order a T-bone steak and the person brings out our plates, my plate and your plate, same time. Why do you have to tip 20% on what you ordered? And I'm tipping 20%. You ordered a $50 steak, ordered a $10 salad. Shouldn't you tip the same amount I did? It's the same.
Same service.
Yeah, same service.
So you don't like percentage.
No, I don't know.
You like.
I think it is a good suggestion.
So how about this?
It makes sense to me.
If I'm in your restaurant for 1 hour.
Yeah.
What's a reasonable amount of money? $30 an hour as a for a waiter?
Yeah, sure. 25.
Okay.
30,
like, it's $25 an hour. So as a table, if we monopolized your time for an hour, we owe you $25 regardless of the tab.
Yes. Right.
But if you were by yourself, though, you still owe $25?
I don't know. That's why I'm asking.
But if your lunch was $25, you're going to do 100% tip?
Right. I don't know. That's
I like tipping. I like tipping for what it represents. What I don't like is the assumption of the tip.
Right.
And that's where we're at now.
Like, yeah.
Everything's tipping.
Right.
And here's the worst one is the when you do a call ahead order and they say, would you like to include a gratuity?
Yeah.
I go, but you haven't done the thing yet.
Right.
The thing that I'm supposed to tip you for, you haven't even done it.
Right. I don't know if you're going to do it well or not. Yeah.
Or even do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
How do you feel about that?
I agree with that. I heard the rule of like, if you have to stand up to place your order, you don't tip. And I follow that almost 100%.
You know, when I do tip for those kind of things, when they're nice. When they go out of their way to be like, yeah, friendly or like they're making an effort. It's the people that you place the order, they spin the iPad around and go, there's a question for you.
Yeah, yeah.
And then if you say no tip,
then you look like the bad guy.
I know, but then they get mad because they can see it on their end.
Yeah.
Have you ever noticed a little bit of attitude
coming back? Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. But do you,
I don't know. Are you a good tipper?
I tip 20% regardless. I very rarely tip more than that unless it's complicated, a lot of people around.
Right.
Like maybe a little bit more than that. But
what if the service is bad?
20%.
Oh, you still do it? Yeah. Just because that's what you do? Because
I don't know how, I don't know if I've ever been so bad where I was like, oh, that's, you still brought my food out to me.
Right.
You know, we went to a restaurant a couple of weeks ago with some friends and the manager joked to my oldest and said, if you can finish that double cheeseburger, it's on me before it even started. I was like, that was terrible bet by you. Like that kid had it done before I even took two bites of mine. And then another kid with us, his meal, there was something wrong, a bucket on his head. So they wiped that off. So, like, I tipped on what both of those would have been because they still brought them out in there. Yeah.
That's the right move.
Yeah.
Right. So, or if you have like a gift certificate
yeah.
and it's for $50,
yeah.
you don't tip off what's left.
Right.
And they know that.
Yeah. 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 Okay. It was that. And then I also saw this thing today where a person went and rented a cabana, like at a pool, and it was $200. We've rented cabanas before at pools, and it's $200 for that. And then their food and everything was like another $150. But the bill said $350, and then a percentage, like 20%, was $75, like or $70, like. And the person was like, "Why am I tipping off the product I purchased, not the service you provided?" So
you have to kind of be leery as a consumer now because the businesses are trying to get you to pay for their labor because they're so strapped, which I kind of don't mind doing when it's good. But then the labor, when it sucks, why am I tipping you or celebrating you or am I patting you on the back or good?
What percentage do you tip?
I do 20%.
Okay.
And I usually will round up or down. So again, if it would be like $96,
I would do 20% on the bill, including taxes.
I usually do that.
Yeah, right? Me too.
Yeah. I just double it.
Told me the other day, it's like, should be 20% off. Which is like negligible, but I don't think that way either.
I actually spoke to a server one time about this. So what will usually happen, let's say that the bill is $84 and I don't figure out, well, it's 16, 50.
Yeah.
In the total, I just write 100.
Yep.
And I don't put the tip, but it's assumed. And I asked the server once, she's like, oh, we hate that.
Oh, yeah.
Because then we have to figure out what the thing
okay.
is.
Okay. Like, that makes sense.
So you have to do basic math.
Right.
20% tip.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Yeah. Oh, that might be my fuck you part of it.
If yeah. I'll still teach you 20%, but you've got to do the math for me. So, yes.
Yeah, it's a good move.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Speaking of pounding a cheeseburger, my son did the 3-foot hot dog at Coors Field.
Oh, yeah.
Did I tell you about this?
You sent me pictures. I felt like he kind of was soft at the end. Took him a couple bites of the follow through.
Well, he got lured by Instagram about the thing.
Okay, yep.
Then we went and found it. I think it
$40?
I think it was $55.
Oh, my goodness.
But he was hell-bent on doing it. I'm like, all right, man, if I throw $50 at this hot dog, you're eating. He's like, 100%.
Yeah.
And he did it.
Yep.
And about halfway through, he's like, this was a huge mistake. And then he kind of settled in. He just like, Charlie, wait, I think it took 5 innings.
Wow, that's even more impressive. Yeah.
I had probably 2 or 3 bites. The bread they use is really good. It's not some old shitty bun. Like, it's like a bread.
Okay.
And then the hot dog's a hot dog. Yeah. Whatever. So, and then my other boy.
I'm sure. Three innings, it's cold.
Yeah. Kind of.
Yeah. Yeah.
But he did it. And the amount of people that kind of came by to like, whoa.
Yeah.
Like that. I think he got a little charge from that.
When you guys ordered it, was there other people ordering it? Was there?
Yeah.
Okay. Like, so it wasn't like. You were the only one that ordered it, and then they directed everybody to you.
Yeah, I mean, I would say there's just a handful of people, but like, what a smart marketing tool that is. And you see people do it all the time. Like, they put something in their business that is clearly for Instagram pictures.
Yes. And or that is one. The 9-inning challenge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it's really only 3 beers and 3 hot dogs, but it's Instagrammable.
Yeah. Like, or my 9-year-old wanted to do the 9-inning challenge. So he's like, can I do it with like a Coke? And I'm like, I'm sure you can, but I'm not paying $50 for you to eat 9 mini hot dogs and drink 9 mini Cokes.
Tell me about their tarps off experience.
Yeah. Tonight. So, but we were like in a suite, obviously.
Wow. That's how I roll.
Cool. But we did the pregame where all the little leagues walk around the field. And so I joked, hey, boys, we might go tarps off walking around the field before the game. But I decided not to get kicked out of the stadium. So then in the suite, my youngest, who's more than happy to take his shirt off, first one to take his shirt off, he probably went an inning and a half by himself. No other boys taking their shirt off.
Was he waving it around and doing all the things, or is he just sitting there with his shirt off?
He would just wave it and then stop and then just watch the game. And then another boy joined. And so at one point, we had 3 boys out of the 5. The other 2 were dead set on not taking their shirt off. Like, not, they all took their shirt off at some point. So
nice.
Yeah. So
any of them have a lower back tattoo that to speak of?
No, and no jean shorts.
What do you guys, Team Colombia? Is that right?
Brazil. Team Brazil.
Oh, Brazil. Okay.
Yeah. Team Brazil. We lost to Team Colombia last night.
Did you?
Yeah. So
was there ICE involvement following that? Like, just to
no, up? But there definitely looked like there's some drug deals happened out in the outfield. Like, Team Colombia looks like they were slanging some rocks out there. So yeah. Yeah. So.
I think you're a stereotyping, but in a fun way.
Yeah.
All right. So eventually all the kids went shirts off.
Yeah. And we were not sitting with the other, but like that had been the perfect time for tarps off when you have 5,000 little kids in there. Like, just take off your jersey and like, yeah. Okay. So it didn't really grow like it did when you were there. So after you went to the game, obviously, this thing at other stadiums, there was a tarps off section at, I don't know if it was the Cardinals or something, and they were giving away T-shirts that said, I didn't get this T-shirt to wear this T-shirt.
That's so smart.
Yes.
And they, to have a section, like, to, now it's cooler when it's organic.
Yes.
But it's becoming a thing. It'll be here and gone in a season.
Right.
But it's, I mean, it's a couple years old. I feel like Oklahoma State or something started.
Yeah, college team definitely started.
And we did it at CU last year or 2 years ago.
Okay.
And I remember laughing.
Yeah.
For a half an hour. Mm-hmm. Just at all these 35-year-old men.
Yes.
Just waving it.
It was like a college game. Like, you're like, oh, that's going to be like frat boys and kids that are in good shape anyways. Like, the best shape of their life taking their shirt off. No big deal. But like, you see 35-year-old men doing it. And like, in that game that you were talking about, like, people moved up there just to take their shirt off.
Totally.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, I do remember like someone would come in and either wouldn't take their shirt off or had 2 shirts or whatever. And everyone was like, yeah, like, get out of here.
Yeah.
And then girls would come and they had a sports bra on. But like, if you didn't take your shirt off, you couldn't be part of our group.
Love it.
That's how tribal people are.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's really funny. The one time when we started at Coors Field, we were way far away, like the other side, and they were so loud. They were kind of like affecting the game
because
It was the whole section, which is what, 500 people?
Yeah. I'll try to get you a free T-shirt that says, I didn't get this T-shirt to wear this T-shirt.
Funny.
Yeah.
That's a great piece of marketing.
Yes.
Who would be a perfect sponsor for
taking your shirt off.
Ooh, that's a good idea. Like a sunscreen company, maybe?
There you go.
Yeah.
Bullfrog or something.
Right. Shotgun Willies.
That's the exact opposite of what we were going for. Right. That's even better. Maybe that's why Sam has all his 20s in his pocket. Maybe he just did a tour at Shotguns.
Yes, right. Bunch of ones, a lower back tattoo, and had to run off for a meeting.
Tell me about your Saturday. Your Saturday sounds bananas. Without getting into like specifics, you have a lot of events.
We've got two kids, one baseball game, six basketball games.
In one day?
One day. The six basketball games, two locations within a 5 or 6 hour span.
Do you guys divide and conquer that?
Divide and conquer, yep.
And how does that, I mean...
We need help with grandma, too. Grandma has to help us win that, so...
Are you worn out at the end of it? You didn't even competed, and you just...
Yes. I am more
chauffeur.
Just chauffeur, sitting in bleachers. Yeah.
Forehead will be sunburned.
Yeah. Baseball is fine because I'm help coaching, but like basketball games, sitting in bleachers in a... I guess it's not hot, which is great, but still sitting in wooden high school bleachers or like one of them is going to be like in like a field house of some sort. So like, I don't know. I might even have to stand for 3 hours. I'm not even sure.
How are the other parents to be around? Is everyone kind of in the same boat or is there a couple parents?
No negatives with the parents. All have been fairly positive. All the parents so far I've talked to have realized our teams are not very good. So that has helped. We've actually declined travel trips because why go somewhere else to get smoked by 30? We can get smoked here in town and I don't have to stay in a hotel room. So,
and you realize how much money you just saved yourself by. So instead of spending $1,000, I'm going to spend $200. I'm going to take you out to a burger place.
Yeah.
Which hopefully your burger will be free anyway.
Yeah. And I think the parents understood it. The majority of the players were like, why do I want to get embarrassed in Wichita, Kansas? I get embarrassed in Superior, Colorado. So,
and I don't want to go to Wichita.
But there's one kid who's bummed about it. He is, he's the ultimate kid. You've probably seen him on every team. He brings the energy to the team negatively all the time, but everybody follows his lead. So my oldest was like, hey, our last two practices have been really good. But if you notice who's not here on the team at the practice, I go, yeah. He goes, everybody follows him. And he could be the best leader on the team if he wanted to, but he uses his powers for evil. So
how does he get those powers? Like, is he super popular?
He's the loudest one.
Yeah.
You know, and he talks to everybody. He thinks he's like best friends with everybody, but he's just the one that talks the most.
Okay.
And if he would just go, hey guys, let's get this, get together and have a good practice rather than like, he's the one that goes, hey, you suck. Pass me the ball.
Wow.
He is a natural born talker and leader, but he hasn't figured out he should be using his powers positively instead of negative.
He sounds like a future politician.
He seems like one of those.
Yeah.
Yes.
He can talk to the group and can motivate them, but everyone secretly kind of hates him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He'll probably be a salesperson. Yeah.
Can you get him in to the pipeline?
No. What's your Saturday looking like?
I have a trip. I'm going to Dallas Friday, Saturday. And like, I've got a couple of these clients that have very specific needs. And a lot of them, like, that's their jobs. So they'll go for a week. Yep. And I'll go, well, I only really need to be there for about 48 hours. Yep. And I don't mind fly, work, spend the night, get up, work, and fly home. I don't mind that.
Right.
So I'm going to do that.
Okay.
Friday, Saturday. So there's a bunch of events going on in Dallas.
Okay.
Which is ironic because the boys are here
from
Dallas. And I'm turning around going to Dallas.
You're not taking them with you?
Well, I was going to, but tickets were $500
oh.
to go to Dallas. I mean, Dallas should be like $200.
Yeah.
$500 a person. So I would best essentially work for free. So it's not worth it.
Okay.
Also, it's 147 degrees in Dallas right now. So it's another reason just to get in and out.
I'm really looking forward to chilling in Tucson with you in a couple weeks.
Also going to be 147 degrees, but we're going to be in the pool.
Yes.
Is the family looking forward to it?
Yeah. Totally can't wait. Yeah.
The kids like aware of what we're doing?
Yeah.
Like,
yep. Showing them the resort, showing them the pools, showing.
How cool that resort look?
Yeah. It's going to be awesome.
It's like 400 pools.
People going, why are you going to Arizona this summer? I go, why not? Yeah, we're going to be in the pool the whole time.
Well, it's.
Or an air conditioned room.
Yeah. It's more affordable.
Yep.
And also, what we would do anyway is be in the pool.
Yes.
In the shades. Yep. So what's the problem?
Right. And even when we're in Grand Junction, it's 147 degrees. It's
still by the pool.
Or Salt Lake City.
Yeah. Like every place we go ends up being super hot.
Yeah.
It's going to be fine.
Yeah.
Thanks for hanging out a little bit longer for lunch. So are we just going to take this money and skip out of here?
Yeah. Sam, you got anything to say?
No.
All right, buddy.
Did we not do a good job?
That's why you're not the highest paid co-host in the game.
All right, lunch with Jer here at Bar Taco. Bye.